Get your mug in hot water because it's time to spill some tea about your favorite celebrities on
The Bronkbuzz.
Keeping you up to date on news and movies, TV shows, music, and all the celebrity gossip, including breaking news on stars from yesterday to today.
Welcome to The Bronkbuzz, your daily dose of sizzling celebrity drama and entertainment news. I'm your host, Heather Batesel, coming at you from 1077 The Bronk Retro. Here at Brown University, Warner Bros. Television Network is firing back at its former employee, Ruby Rose. An actress known for her role as former Batwoman claims she didn't quit the production of Batwoman, but instead was forced to leave. Rose took to Instagram this week to slam the network, stating enough is enough, and claiming one of the producers forced her to return to set just 10 days after undergoing back surgery for an injury she sustained while filming. Rose claimed former chairman Peter Roth told her stopping production would cost millions and tried to guilt her into coming back, saying the whole crew and cast would be fired. Warner Bros. Commented on this backlash, stating, despite what Ruby Rose is now sharing online, aimed at the producers, the cast and crew, the network and the studio. The truth is, Warner Bros. Television has decided not to exercise its option to engage Ruby for season 2 of Batwoman, based on multiple complaints about workplace behavior that were extensively reviewed and handled privately out of respect for all concerned. Netflix recently released that over 1 million accounts have watched Squid Games since the premiere in September, saying that the anti-capitalist drama is its biggest ever series at launch. So if you're looking for a unique costume still for Halloween, maybe try and search for Squid Games costumes, as the popular Netflix series seems to be outnumbering other film and TV character costumes, according to a study conducted by Design Bundles. Design Bundles also found that costumes from the show had shot to the top of the costume charts, accounting for nearly one-third of the top 11 most popular costume searches. That's all for today. Make sure you check back in at 1077 The Bronk Retro every day for your next episode of The Bronk Buzz with your host, Heather Batesel, here at Rider University.
Listen to The Bronk Buzz every day on 1077 The Bronk Retro. Catch up on past episodes of The Bronk Buzz on your favorite podcasting platform through our website at 1077thebronk.com/bronkbuzz.